Proverbs chapter 3, starting with verse 1. And it says here, "My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you." Now, right there, that's a pretty awesome statement. How many of you like to have long life? How many of you like to have peace of days? Where do we find that? In the Word. It's right here. It says, "My son," of course he's talking about daughters too, "my children," he's not leaving out the girls, "my children, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments." Somebody tell me, what is the most important commandment there is, both in the Old and the New Testament? What is that?
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind.
And what is the second one?
Love your neighbor as yourself.
We know that. Now then, if we can keep that, I mean, those are the two, Old and New Covenant, those are the two most wonderful, awesome statements, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I know that as Christians, none of us never fail to do that, do we? I know none of y'all ever get crossways with nobody, do you? You never have no problem with nobody? Not even your mate, right? Those of you that are married, you ladies, you never have a problem with your husband. He's always perfect. And you girls, you're married to this guy, you're always perfect to your husband. Is that right? No, that ain't right, is it? No? Why is it we don't do that? I mean, I guess it's just the flesh, reckon? I know what my greatest problem is. It's right here. You're looking at it. This piece of flesh that I live in. You know what I mean, brother? The Lord says, "My children, forget not my law." And of course, as I say, really, all of the law and the prophets fulfilled in those two statements you made. Love. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do you know how many people that I've seen that were sick and afflicted with fibromyalgia, with lung problems, with heart problems? Nearly every time they have those kind of problems, guess what the problem is? They do not love themselves. You have no idea how many men and women that I've seen healed because they broke that one commandment. Love yourself. Did you know I have so many people, and especially women, now I don't know what it is about guys, but as a rule, when I ask a man, I said, "Do you love yourself?" "Yeah, sure, I love myself." Once in a while, I have a man that says, "Well, I have a little problem loving myself." But I ask the women, "Do you love yourself?" "Well, maybe, sometimes." That's why you're sick. Isn't that something? God commands you to love yourself. Isn't that something? And if God commands you to love yourself, what do you think you ought to do? Love yourself. But if you keep his commandments in verse 2, what is involved in it? Length of days. Now, I know nobody wants to have long, lots of days. They don't care if they live just 30 years or 20 years. Everybody's ready to die all the time, right? No, we're not ready to die all the time. We want to live long, and we want to be old. And then what really gets me is when people come to me, like here a while back, I had a lady call me and said, "Thurman, I have a lady. She was this wonderful lady. She told all the things she had done and how she graduated from a Christian university, one of the first ladies to graduate, and how good she was at everything. And she said, 'I am not ready for this lady to die. Could I possibly entice you to come over here and pray for this lady in the hospital in room so-and-so?'" And I said, "Okay, I'll come." So I went. I wasn't real busy right then. So I went up there, and when I walked into the room, here is this old, I mean, woman laying there in the bed. You know, I mean, my goodness, I thought, my first question was, how old is this woman? "Well, she's only 96. But I want you to pray for her healing." I looked down at this little woman. I said, "Ma'am, you've lived way past what God promised us." I said, "What do you want? Do you want to get healed, or do you want to go home to be with Jesus?" Oh, she said, "Sir, I want to go home to be with Jesus." I said, "Okay, I can pray that for you." So I prayed, "Father, take her home quickly. This girl is ready to come home to be with you. She is 96. I said, "So she wants to come home. the lady said, but that's not what I wanted you to pray for. I wanted you to pray if she'd get healed. I said, ma'am, I can't override what she wants. Do you know that? In other words, if you come in here and said, I want to be sick, I enjoy being sick, it ain't no use to me praying for your healing, because it ain't going to happen. Now, if you're too sick and tired of being sick and tired, you want to pray for your healing and repent of your sins. And some people say, I want to be healed. I said, well, there's a sin somewhere. Well, let's find it. Well, this is what it is. And my sin, you know, I have realized that I really cannot stop from telling little white lies. I said, you know, God hates a liar, and he ain't going to heal you if you're a liar. So I said, you got to repent of your sins. Well, no, I don't want to repent because I just can't get by without telling my little white lies, but I want to be healed. I said, that's why you're sick, because of your little white lies. Isn't that amazing that if God says he hates a liar and you're a liar, what do you think the chances are of you getting healed? And that's why you're sick. So I prayed for the lady, for her to go home. And I told the lady that was there, I said, ma'am, I said, why don't you call me with the praise report, because I don't expect her to live very long now that I've asked the Lord to go home, to bring her home. And she said she's ready. I said, will you call me and tell me of y'all's praise report? She said, yes, but that's not going to be a praise report. I said, yes, it is, because she wants to go home. And I said, since she's ready to go home and I prayed for the Lord to take her home, I expect her to go home very quickly. So the lady called me the next day and said, Thurman, the lady died this morning. And so you and her both wanted her to go home. I said, no, I didn't care. I said, you know, it was totally up to her. I just wanted to be in agreement with her. Obviously, she has been a great Christian woman. She served God all these years, and she's done great things. She was some kind of she played, I think, in every kind of church there was on a piano. She was one of the greatest piano players there ever was, I understand. And, of course, this lady that wanted me to come up there, she was a great piano player too, and she didn't want this piano player friend to go home to be with Jesus, although she is 96. But if we keep the law of the Lord, like he said, think about this. Meditate on, this is the only commandment that we have as children of God under the new covenant, right? Love. And really that wraps it up in one word. The first and greatest, to love the Lord your God. You got to put God first. You need to make sure. And of course, when the Lord says we need to pray about everything, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, look what it says. In a few things, give thanks. Oh, what did it say? In everything. Well, everything that's good. Is that what he said? No, that's not what he said. He said in everything, give thanks. Okay, now, so when something bad happens to you, how hard is it to say, thank you, Lord? It's kind of tough, isn't it, ma'am? Yes, that's like the other day, this wonderful doctor that he comes once in a while to church here. I love him. He's a great man. And he started coming and learning about healing schools. And of course, he started praying for patients. And he really became a good doctor because so many people were getting healed. You know, he was praying for them and the Lord was doing that made him really look good. So he got so good at what he was doing that he stopped asking the patients, can I pray for you? He just started praying for all of them, you know. So then he had one come in that didn't like it. You know, we got a few people like that in the world, you know, that call themselves atheists, you know, that don't believe in nothing. Oh, I feel so sorry for them, don't you? I really do. But he prayed for one of those kind, and that person turned him into the staff at the hospital, and they fired him for praying for people. I mean, a few times before, he'd call me every time he'd get somebody healed, call me and say, Thurman, I love you, praise God. He said, I'm just really learning how to pray for my patients. And I'm so glad I started coming to your healing schools. I want to tell you how much I love you. Well, the other day when he got fired, he called me and said, Thurman, I want to tell you I don't like you anymore. I said, now, wait a minute, what happened? And he said, well, you got me fired. I said, now, wait a minute. Now, I said, did you thank the Lord for firing you? He said, Thurman, absolutely not. He said, that was my livelihood. I said, in all things, the Lord says to give thanks. Is that what he said? Amen. I said, so I want you to tell the Lord, thank you for firing me. He said, Thurman, this don't make no sense. He said, I'm not going to do it. I said, now, look. Are you going to be obedient to God's law, or are you going to be disobedient to God's law? Now, what did the Lord say right there? In how many things?
Everything.
In everything, give thanks. Do you think he means that? If he said it, he meant it, right? Now, see, God's ways is not mine and your ways, is it? He does things different than we do. I know he doesn't. Yeah, we do plenty of griping and complaining, but God doesn't do any griping and complaining. He says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So I told him, I said, I want you to say, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for firing me. He said, this don't make no sense at all. But I said, now I want you to, if God says in all things or in everything give thanks, that's what he means. Okay, he says, this don't make any sense at all. But he said, okay, Lord, thank you for firing me. I said, I didn't hear any enthusiasm in that at all. I said, I want you to have a little enthusiasm. I want to say, Lord, I don't know what your plans are, but I want to thank you for firing me in the name of Jesus. Okay, he had a little bit more enthusiasm. I said, okay, the Lord will take that. So anyway, just a week or two later, he come in out here. He hadn't called me, but he come in out here, and he's a great big guy. And he come running up and just grabbed me. And when he grabbed me and squeezed me, I said, what's wrong? He said, praise God, I love you. I said, now what happened? He said, I got a better job at another hospital, pays lots more money than that other hospital. And he said, the working conditions and everything are much better. I love it. I said, oh, so now it wasn't difficult to say thank you, Lord, for this, was it? He said, of course not. I said, now think about it like this. How's God going to give you this better job if he didn't fire you from the last one? So the king knows what he's doing, doesn't he? So if we're walking in obedience to his word, he knows what he's doing. That's why he told us, in everything, give thanks. You know, when something bad happens to us, it's hard to say thank you for something bad, isn't it? I'll tell you one time that Eldon's a great man of God, and we'd been off down south of here a little ways delivering some furniture or something, and we come back through Fort Worth about 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and there'd been a truck wreck right down there on 820, and I'm telling you, the traffic was stop and go. How many of y'all like to get hung up in traffic? No, nobody does. So we're driving along there, inching along, and all of a sudden I said, Lord, thank you for the traffic jam. And, of course, Eldon says, yes, Lord, we thank you for the traffic jam. And all of a sudden, I hear the Lord say, son, you and Eldon both are lying.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled All His Promises Are Yes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.